on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And good evening, everybody. It is time for the Drex Radio Show, live and local, the only live and local talk show in all the Bay, up and down the East, well, and the West, and all around the world. Yeah, we're everywhere.
Which side of the world are we on?
Well, we're on the left coast, but it doesn't matter anymore because you can join us on iHeartRadio or go to KGO.com and follow us there. Or you can go to... our podcast.
You can check us out on Meerkat. Yeah, I want to call it both.
I'm sure you're on Twitter, so go to Generation Drex and then download the Meerkat app, and you can watch and listen to us live, streaming around the world, which is really scary because, and people are already catching us. What exactly were you guys talking about between the commercials last night? What were you fighting about?
Fighting.
Yes, arguing about, pissing and moaning about. Yes, all of that is at Meerkat.
M-E-E-R. We fight with love.
K-A-T.
It's better than like a family because for some reason you get really angry. I'm never angry at you.
No, I just
love fighting with you. It's
we disagree.
Gas.
Yeah.
That's what I would told my whole family. I'm like, we're like two peas in a pod. Who fight?
That's right. And March Madness is on.
March Madness officially begins.
Millions of Americans coming down with March Madness.
14% of fans taking a sick day just to watch part of it.
We begin with the brackets.
Office workers everywhere will start handing out tournament brackets.
March Madness is so wonderful because it only takes one game.
Everybody's talking about what a great Cinderella story this is.
I love March Madness. The only place where you'll ever hear the phrase, Kansas is advancing.
Hey, you're an all-star. Get the show on.
Thanks, Matt. Now, I'm seeing people walk around with their brackets in the office today.
Everybody's ready
to
go.
Oh, yeah.
He's ready to go.
Okay.
I'm ready to go. And you're ready to go.
You have to know 10% of the entire population in this country fills out a bracket for a poll. So, you know, what can you say? People around the world bet $12 billion on March Madness, including $2.5 billion illegally in this country. Mm. It cost American, and I was telling Kevin the Rad, he's to blame for this. yeah, he just wants a TV, but that's okay. It cost American businesses $1.9 billion in lost productivity. Oh, please. You don't really buy that. They'd be looking at their Facebook anyway.
So that's what I always think. I'm like, is it really lost productivity, or would they be doing something anyway that wasn't work?
Yes, they brought their iPod,
their butt.
Their iPad to work so that they can stream their cable company. I'm sure.
Yeah, and think about just yesterday alone. You know, come on, everybody knocked off early for a green beer.
Absolutely, except for us. By the way, the odds of filling out a perfect bracket, listen to this, are 1 in 9.2 quintillion. Quintillion.
Oh my gosh.
It would be easier to win Mega Millions twice in a row.
How many zeros is that?
I don't even know.
Quintillion.
Somebody from Stanford, call quickly. 808.
Is that after quadrillion? Quintillion. I think it is.
Should we answer the question that it's the age old question that's been. Everybody wants to know the answer to for the last 124 years. Yes. Is the toilet paper, is it over or under? The over versus the under debate.
So it's under.
So I haven't read the story on purpose because it's just sheet. So I can tell you where I'm at with this. Let's see. We can have our first heated discussion of the evening or not.
I have a feeling we're going to agree.
You say it's over.
I said under.
Oh, no. We do disagree. I'm over. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Karen.
They do it in the hotels, but that's wrong.
Over. No, over is correct.
Because?
All right. Well, let me read it. You might be right. You might be right.
Oh, you haven't? Okay,
no,
gotcha.
No, I purposely didn't read it. Because as soon as I saw the headline, I thought, this goes either way. It's either over or under. There's only
two
choices.
You got a 50-50 chance.
Right. The debate over whether you hang your toilet paper over or under is one of those chicken and egg things that people will argue about until the end of time that's true. If you somehow don't know about the debate, it's based on the two possible ways you can hang toilet paper on a roll. In the over position, the paper hangs to the front, obviously. In the under position, the paper hangs to the back. People have been they've been arguing about this forever over which one is right. Not anymore. A writer just dug up the original patent for the toilet paper roll.
Oh, hilarious.
Form from 1891. So it's 124 years old, mm-hmm. is the answer. Okay? And it's by, before that, it was the Sears Roebuck catalog. You do know that, don't you?
Oh,
oh
well.
Oh, yeah, they use catalogs.
And before that, corn cobs.
Thank you.
Ouch.
It's by an inventor named Seth Wheeler. And it actually answers the question once and for all. In the patent drawing, the roll is in the over position.
No.
So that's your definitive answer. It's over.
That was his intent.
That is the patent. So you're breaking the patent.
But did he realize at the time that it could go the other way?
No, it doesn't make any sense.
So here's this.
It's over.
You want to know?
You know what? You 100 people drive me crazy because then I got to be digging in the dispenser. Doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean you have to dig in what dispenser?
Well, for instance, in businesses, for instance, the cumulus privy. Okay. I think
you
they
don't
do
go around and change the toilet paper rolls in the bathroom.
Oh, I do in people's houses.
Oh, you're insane.
I drive my parents insane.
You're insane.
Yes, my parents do under, and every time I go there, they're like, "Up, oh, he's home. It's over." I change them all. And if I were to go into your house, I would change it.
Anywhere I can change it, I change it. Oh, my word. Yeah,
see, I'm not the only one. People are raising their hands left and right.
Zling, 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 zling.
Yeah, and then people get pissed off and switch it back.
You're psycho.
808-0810.
Isn't that funny?
People are already calling about this. I'm telling you, age-old argument. Okay, so in businesses, they fix it so you can't mess with it or steal it. But anyway, so here they do under, but then if it's shorted or whatever, then you're grabbing underneath there trying to get at it. So that makes sense why it's supposed to be over.
Oh, and I get that.
Then there's the cheap ass, methodology and way of thinking who are thinking, oh, you're going to use less by me making it more difficult for you by going under. Or you could have a house rule. We used to, at one time, just as a joke, I used to say six squares only to people. Six squares, a six square max. That didn't last too long. But nonetheless, now you have your answer. You can go home and argue with your significant other tonight. Is it over or under? It's over. The patent says so. That's 124 years old. So you can blame, if you get into a big fight about it, then you can blame Seth Wheeler.
Well, new technology and all. I think it's under.
All these people called for this. I got to take a break. 808-0810. I'll be back with this and more. And then we're going to get to the EPA. They really want to barbecue your ass, as I said earlier. Really, kiss your barbecue goodbye. The grill. They really want you to get rid of that grill. Not the one in your mouth either. The one in the backyard. They're nuts. Okay. 808-0810 is the number. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO810. A lot to get to tonight. First, let's check into the traffic center with Lee Graham.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Black Oak Casino Resort. Good news in Livermore, 580 eastbound at 1st Street. You have 4-vehicle bang up there that had the two left lanes blocked up. They are now on the right shoulder, and traffic is unwinding very nicely from Airway Boulevard. San Rafael, an injury accident on northbound 101 a little before 580. It's off to the right shoulder now, but traffic is pushed back to well before Tiburon Boulevard, but starting to move. 24 eastbound, still an accident just after the Caldecott Tunnel, but it looks like they're getting it out of the road. Traffic's moving a bit. It's stopping and go still, but only back to College Avenue at this point. And in Hillsboro, 280 northbound at Trousdale Drive, a two-vehicle bang up there that's on the right shoulder. But the fire department has the right lane blocked off, and so that's got folks jammed back to a little before Bunker Hill Drive now near Highland Baywood Park. There's plenty of rest for the lucky at Black Oak Casino Resort. Enjoy the overnight sensation packets for just $99, which includes a luxury room plus $25 in free play and $25 for dining. An amazing deal for new players, club members. Book now at win@blackoak.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Take a deep breath. Good. Now stretch back into train pose and melt into your super wide seat with legroom for days. Turn your torso to the right and take in the panoramic view. Very nice.
Amtrak is a more relaxing way to travel. Enjoy spacious accommodations with food and drinks on board to places like Portland, Seattle, LA, Reno, and Denver. Find your center and your ticket at Amtrak.com.
World champion Giants fans, are you ready for another amazing season of baseball at AT&T Park? We've got an incredible schedule lined up. Big events, Orange Fridays, ring ceremonies, world championship giveaways, and not-to-be-missed series with the Nationals, Cardinals, Angels, and everybody's favorites, the Dodgers. Better grab your seats right away, because they're going faster than a Mad Bum heater. We are selling single-game tickets right now at sfgiants.com. We are SF. We are Giants.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free 2-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
Oh my God! It's the stupidest thing. What are we going to talk about? What's the show about tonight? It's about toilet paper, over or under. That's what it's about, Drex. It's not brain surgery. Let me see here. I don't know the first.
Fred one. In Pleasanton.
Fred in Pleasanton
agrees with me.
Yeah.
Is it? Yes, I do.
So you say under?
Yes, and the reason is if you have a cat. Is under. If you don't have a cat, over. Okay?
It's so crazy that you said that because, yes, we were just talking about somebody, yes, next door just said to me in another studio.
There's YouTube videos of that, cat. I think. It's just like, paw, 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 paw. There goes a roll of toilet paper.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, I have the first-hand experience with that.
Right. So, you have a legit reason, but...
Did you drown the cat in the toilet bowl?
No, I'm not.
Oh my God!
Thanks, Fred.
Hold on a second. What was the topic that we were going to do tonight that was talking about cats? Because we are getting it to. I know it's in the 8 o'clock hour. I just don't. It's something about. Is it the affair thing? You're about to have an affair when, or is it the forgiveness thing? Oh, the thing we really were arguing about, frenemies. I don't know. There's something about cats.
I don't remember anything about cats.
I don't know. Yeah. 808-0810. So if you're just joining us, it's the 124-year debate finally solved because somebody pulled up the patent from the U.S. Patent Office in Washington, D.C. to figure out toilet paper. What was the original patent? The answer is it's supposed to be over, not under. Next we go to...
Sorry, Linda in Pittsburgh.
Linda, you're on the Trucks Radio
Hello.
Show. Hi, Linda.
Hi there. I've always had the toilet paper over all my life. My mother had it that way. But to me, as I got older, I saw that other people did it differently. And I've always wondered why. But the over, when you have company, makes your guests feel more welcome. If you have it under, then your guests may feel like, oh, they're trying to make me hunt for it.
Right. Yes. And I, you know what, just for
it's more welcoming
poops and giggles, no pun intended. But I did go into the Cumulus restroom to make sure that I knew what I was talking about with businesses. Sure enough, it's under.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're trying to save money.
And if you notice in hotels, they have it over also because, you know, they put a little crease in it or make it look pretty.
Cute.
Yes.
Yeah.
Make it look pretty.
They make it look pretty. But if it's hanging backwards the other way, you can't make nothing look pretty. Then you have to, you know, fill on the wall or whatever if you can't see it under.
Right, because if it would be just hanging there under, that wouldn't look very appealing.
Yeah.
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 Well, you think you nailed it.
I don't know about that guy and his cat, but we talk about
people, you know, cats. That's the
animals.
Wacky world of cats. Yes.
I don't even have a cat, but once I heard
Thank
that, I thought
much.
That
Thank
is
you.
Exactly the reason it should be under.
Okay, let's
I think
get
it's
to
interesting
this.
That she thinks it makes you feel more welcome. I welcome my guests by saying hello and give them a hug, but whatever.
We'll get back to this. This is news we'll have to return to.
Yes.
Remember, how'd that go last week? My challenge for you was to, if you're listening by yourself, to go home and on purpose switch sides of the bed that you usually sleep on and see how many minutes that will last with your partner before they go ballistic. Or whether they'll allow you to do it. Just switch sides. Because 95% of us? Over 95%. It wasn't like 99. It was something crazy. Like 95 to 99% of us pick our side of the bed from the very first time we sleep together with that person that you think smells good. And it never changes. It never changes. And if you go home and switch and go on the other side, yes, you're screwing with the universe.
It will freak people out.
Yes, they'll go nuts.
It freaks me out just to hear the story.
So I said, go ahead and try that and see what happens and report back. I didn't get any reports back, but of course, if I even ask, 808-0810. But now you can do it with the toilet paper, too. I'm not sleeping with anyone, so I
couldn't tell you.
Yes, and if I come over, someday when I walk into your apartment or wherever you live or whatever you do with your life, I'm going to switch your toilet paper to over.
I was thinking of sitting in that chair when you came into the studio this evening. Oh, that'd freak you out, wouldn't it?
That would.
All right, EPA.
Okay, so the Environmental Protection Agency, you have to know this is just way out of control, is eyeing backyard barbecue grills as unhealthy polluters. Oh, you knew it was coming. And guess where the federal government wants to start? They wanted to start here in California because they know that there's enough nutcases out here that will say, oh, yeah, let's spare the air and have everybody get rid of their barbecues. Screw that. Now, I will tell you one thing. If we had to give in on this, I would say charcoal, okay, or wood, all right, you know, because that is sparing the air. Don't burn wood. I get that. But the gas grill and stuff, oh, please. And by the way, according to the EPA, and they want to start this, they want to hand this over to UC Riverside. They're going to give them funding money so that they can check out and look into reducing the fine particulate emissions from residential barbecues. And if the outcome for the research is scalable, it will indicate a potential for global application, which is a bunch of BS. It just means it'll be implemented here in California before anywhere else on the planet. That's the only global application for this.
You know, that's always been my issue, kind of.
That's nanny state if I ever heard it, and it makes
me
ill.
I mean, I've come around to the whole spare the air thing.
I get that. We don't need outside fires. You don't need to burn wood in your fireplace. I'm down with that.
You have some breathing issues, right?
Yeah, but I like a fire in a fireplace, but I understand we don't want to pollute. I get that. But when it comes to the backyard grill, I mean, you know, just leave it alone.
There's just so much huger polluters out there.
Absolutely.
And it, so it drives me bonkers that you want to... You know, hit the little guy with his, like, steak and a fork and a, just
please.
Having a nice evening.
Yes, and we all like the grill. And why do we like the grill? The bottom line to the gas grill in the back is so you don't have to screw up the kitchen and make a big-ass mess. Isn't that the bottom line?
Because you just leave the grill out there.
You just turn the grill off. And then when you want it cleaned, you turn it back on and it heats up and it cleans it.
Yeah,
and by the way, they're not so concerned about the way you're grilling. They're concerned about the grease catching tray. That's their problem. The grease that goes up into the air.
Oh.
The stuff that makes all your neighbors come running. Ooh, they've got a barbecue running.
Yeah, the good smell.
Right, they must have beer and wine with that, too.
The other issue with this is all the awesome barbecue joints.
Yes, they'd be in a lot of trouble.
Do?
Oh, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. 808-0810. What do you think? Should the government be allowed to shut down the barbecues? No barbecues for you? And now that you know the truth, I mean, it's more about the grease than it is the open flame. 808-0810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less. Remove penalties and fees. Stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool.
Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
It is 7:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Our top story, a grim discovery off the coast of Marin County tonight. For almost 2 hours now, emergency crews have been looking for a missing kayaker off of Dillon's Beach. Details are still sketchy, but we're told there were two people inside that kayak when it flipped. One person was rescued, but a second person may not have survived. This is Lumania Stewart with the U.S. Coast Guard.
I have received reports of a body being found, but we can't confirm if it's a missing person.
Until that discovery, the Marin County Sheriff's Department had been calling this a rescue effort. Ride-sharing in the middle of another storm of controversy, a group of 19 California taxi companies are suing Uber, alleging the company misleads customers about safety. KGO 810 Scott Lettieri reports.
About a half dozen taxi companies in San Francisco, along with companies in L.A. and Sacramento, say the way Uber vets its drivers is, well, bogus.
So we're telling people that they had the safest background investigation on their drivers in the industry. Problem with that is to be the safest, you would have to fingerprint your people. That we're not doing so.
San Francisco District Attorney George Gascon, who has led a lawsuit on behalf of the city, he says the company is
taking information online from people. So, quite frankly, I could have used your information and be operating a vehicle with somebody else's identity, and it would be hard to determine that.
In an email statement, Uber said the lawsuit is frivolous and that there's a multi-layered driver screening process.
A hardline stand against the homeless has the Diocese of San Francisco all wet. The diocese is removing sprinklers that were installed to chase away a growing homeless population camping out on the grounds of one of its churches. We get more on that story from KGOA 10's Brian Pelletier.
Larry Kamer, a spokesperson for the Archdiocese, admits that the controversial sprinkler system at St. Mary's was intended to deter homeless people from sleeping in alcoves.
No matter what they were doing, you know, the crack pipes and human waste and condoms and needles kept showing up. And so 2 years ago, they made the decision to put those sprinklers in.
Kamer says the Archdiocese gave the homeless people notice that the sprinklers were being installed, and it uninstalled them once the problem was discovered.
Once we learned about that, we took swift action, turned them off, and actually removed them once we found out that people were being doused on a regular basis.
While President Barack Obama was touting economic recovery in Cleveland, Federal Reserve Chairman Janet Yellen back in Washington says the Fed is inching closer to the first increase in interest rates in 6 years. Yellen, however, was measured, saying she prefers to err on the side of caution, which is code for take it slow. That said, though, you can hear the optimism as she talks about unemployment.
The unemployment rate projections over the next few years and in the longer run are generally a bit lower than the December projections.
Yellen says the Fed won't likely raise rates in April, but after that, an increase is on the table. Beyond that, there is no timetable. The Fed meets again in June. You wouldn't know it, but Britain's Prince Charles made a rare visit to the U.S. today. He did some sightseeing and delivering a speech on the environment. The Prince of Wales said more must be done to protect the world's waters.
On our increasingly crowded planet, this has to be a critical part of establishing a more harmonious relationship between mankind and the natural environment, which, at the end of the day, sustains us all.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:33.
Hey, I'm here talking about Dr. Scott Hiver's second annual private party at Levi Stadium. Now, if you complete all laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by April 30th, you'll get 4 VIP passes for this exclusive event. That's right. Now you and your 3 guests can party with 49ers mascot Sourdough Sam. You'll get to see yourself on the stadium's giant video scoreboard, then enjoy a buffet lunch before taking your private tour of Levi Stadium itself. This is a great experience to share with your kids, your parents, or your friends. So before these VIP party passes are all gone, call now to get your free all-laser LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. Just call 800-454-2747. That's 800-454-2747, or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V, as in vision, E-R.com. This 49ers offer is not good on prior purchases and other restrictions apply. Scott Hiver Vision Care, Inc., a professional medical corporation.
Coming up on 7:35 on KGO, time again for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. We'll go back to Livermore for starts again. 580 eastbound at 1st Street. For those of you who are just coming up on this jam up, there was an earlier accident there, but they cleared that. What you have is residual jam ups that extend from about 1st Street up to the split with 205. Warriors traffic has southbound 880 in Oakland, bumper to bumper from about 66th Avenue back to Webster Street. 24 eastbound, there was an accident just after the Caldecott Tunnel. It looks like they've pretty much gotten that taken care of, and only minor delays now through the tunnel. In Hillsboro, though, they're still trying to take care of an accident on 280 northbound at Trousdale Drive. It's just 2 vehicles on the right shoulder. The main jam up is caused by the fire department, who's got the right lane blocked up. Traffic is getting by, but rather slowly. You're stop and go now back to Hayne Road. This winter, plan your escape from Oakland International on nonstops to Hawaii and Europe. For a limited time, park free for up to 5 days when you fly nonstop to Hawaii and Europe. For enrollment details, click over to oaklandairport.com/parkfree. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Sunglasses and sunscreen in your Thursday weather forecast, mid-60s to low 80s around the Bay Area. Friday is going to be a smidge cooler, says KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
As we head towards the weekend, it's going to be a nice variety of weather. Lots of sunshine after the morning, low clouds on Saturday, low 60s to mid-70s. And then on Sunday, it changes up a bit. Starts out with blue skies, increasing cloud cover throughout the day, and those temperatures will come down a few more degrees, especially inland. Low 60s to the low 70s.
And that is when you'll want to dust off that umbrella, because Sandhya says there is a chance of rain come Monday. Right now around the Bay Area, mostly clear. It is 60 degrees in Oakland, 61 Dublin, 61 in Walnut Creek, 66 still in Fairfield, 63 in San Jose. We've got 58 and clear in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Mucho gracias, John. 7:36 on the Drex Radio Show, along with the Heather program. We're talking, getting ready to talk about affair ready. Yes, are you affair ready? Oh, by the way, did this seven-week-old baby say hello?
Hello.
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 Aw.
That seven-week-old baby did say hello. I know that's from last week, but I just couldn't resist.
It's so cute. I could listen to it every day.
Everybody keeps tweeting me. Do you still have the seven-week-old baby saying hello, hello? Join us at Generation Drex, and then you can join us at Meerkat once you download the app, Meerkat, and watch and listen to us live, even between the breaks. Yeah,
you get the one-sided conversation.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, right. That the DEA is approving the study of psychedelic drug MDMA, also known as ecstasy, in the treatment of seriously ill patients, which could have other, you know, great uses.
Well, I think that we should, sign up for it, and we could have a disco orgy for 3 hours, and that would be fantastic.
Oh, we could sign up for the clinical study.
Right, and do it live right here on KGO.
I can pretend I'm seriously ill.
I love you. I love you so much. All this, look at this flower. It's the most beautiful flower ever. I just want to hug it and kiss it and hold it for hours.
That's awesome. But seriously, going back to my Dr. Dean days, it really pissed me off because he taught us all that the drug agency was so anal. And in 1985, during the height of the drug war, classified MDMA in Schedule 1 drugs category because it was so dangerous and, quote, with no known medical benefits and the potential for severe psychological and physical dependence.
That's not true.
Which just isn't true.
No, it's not true.
Right.
Yeah.
And then obviously, like you were just saying, we see the upsides of studying a molecule like this that has the potential to, I mean, you could end war with this.
Right. Not only that, to help people with post-traumatic stress disorder. I mean, we were talking about, some of that stuff last night.
Well, and what if you put it in the water fountains in Congress? Like, my God, could those people get along already?
Yes, the beatniks would be back and the lovin' would start all over again.
So perhaps
all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution passed. Put it in the water.
So anyway, the DEA is got the stick out of their butt.
Did you ever try it?
I might have.
Oh, okay.
Been slipped.
Did you dance a lot? There's a lot of dancing going on.
So fun. Oh, my God. Anyway, that I just think that's really, really good news. And it segues right into our next topic.
It does? Well, are you affair ready?
MDMA could save marriages.
Oh, well, maybe.
So there you go.
I mean, affairs. We're talking about affairs now in your relationship. But it doesn't matter whether you're married or you're just in a long-term relationship or, gay, straight, whatever. It's all the same. Affairs, so they say, are planned, even if you're not conscious that you're planning them. They are. Most of them, as with most compulsive acts, affairs are not set up in a split second. You know, you and your lover's eyes meet and you think, maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
Totally.
Right.
Or you set up little things like, why don't I help you with that thing and I'll come over to your house and then, everybody's clothes are on the floor. How'd that happen?
Affairs are not just about sex, although sex clearly plays a huge part in the allure of a new relationship. I mean, it's just that whole thing of feeling attractive to another human being.
Right.
I know that's so cliche. It's like we don't tell each other that enough or at all.
I like your shirt, Drex.
Thank you. It's a black polo shirt. If you join us on Meerkat and at Generation Drex on Twitter, you can see it, my black polo shirt. Anyway, so, the feeling of being attractive to somebody, it is drexhilarating. And seducing someone, that can be very much a powerful thing, and it's a tension reliever and all those things. And that's why affairs are not just about sex. Affairs are devastating to the one who was betrayed. Oh, for sure. You know that. And by the way, affairs are not the easy way out of a marriage. You know, some people do this to sabotage the marriage or the LTR or the relationship.
I hadn't heard that, but that's...
Oh, yeah.
That's very interesting. No, it makes sense.
Oh, it's really sick, twisted reverse psychology. I know to get them to leave me. I'll cheat on them. I'll have an affair. They'll find out. They'll run out the door. They won't have anything to do
with
it.
Yeah. Instead of being more emotionally honest and just saying, I'm not in love with you anymore or something
that. No, that's...
Oh, that's so interesting because a friend's husband did that to her a year ago.
Things go flying. And, yeah.
I have to How'd wonder.
Oh, what part?
He cheated on her.
And then she found out there was an affair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And it's so over. I was always like, maybe your marriage can be saved. And she didn't really answer me with regard to that.
Yeah, but when she found out there was an affair, did he admit to it or tried to cop out of it?
Oh, no. I think it was very far backed into a corner. It was so obvious, too, Dr. Drug Rep. Oh, please. That is so obvious. This is so obvious.
They needed to take ecstasy to see if
it's so common. It was just so bourgeois. Like, I was like, ugh, dude.
Affairs are avoidable. If you're unhappy in your long-term relationship or your relationship or your marriage, do something about it. Oh, yeah, seek out counseling. Throw that on the floor. I've had enough of that. So are you affair ready? If you're not sure whether you're affair ready, check out these for sure signs that I'm going to share with you. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. If you have 1 to 3... you should seriously consider telling your spouse right now that you're not happy with the LTR or the relationship or the marriage. If you have 4 to 7, you are at high risk of straying. And if you have 8 to 10 of these things going on in your head, you are unquestionably, undoubtedly, an affair waiting to happen. Are you ready? Here we go. So you count how many of these you say yes to. I mean, you can do this when you're driving. Just say yes, 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 or no, no, no. Okay. You often think that you love, but you're not in love with your spouse. You know what that one means. You love that person, but you're not in love with your spouse. Give yourself a yes or no.
Okay.
All right. Are we taking notes?
Okay. I'm not.
No, you're keeping score. So
I'm the person you're going to have the affair with.
So remember, these are affairs waiting to happen. So if that's a yes for you, you're in love, but you're not in love. You're not in love, then that's one. Okay. All right. You've been unhappy with your spouse and or the relationship for quite some time, probably more than a year. Yes or no? You know, count another one if it's yes. You're bored. Yes or no? Okay. You want out, but you don't want to hurt your significant other. You don't have the guts to ask for the divorce or the breakup.
Ooh.
You've tried, or you think you've tried, to tell your significant other that you're unhappy, but those complaints fell on deaf ears, and you are met with verbal or physical harassment. So you tried to tell them.
That's a little
harsh. They just weren't having it. Well, some people flip out. Look, you know, some people are very overly possessive and say, oh, hell no, you're not leaving. Yeah.
Just
whether you want to
me.
Or not. Yeah. You begin to spend more time with other people doing extracurricular activities, you know, whatever that is.
You know you're doing it.
Yes, you know you're doing it.
You're playing cornhole or whatever over on the Marina Green.
Yeah. When you're showing up to work 2 hours early and staying 2 hours late. Yeah. Come on. You're not fooling anybody.
Yeah. We know you're not like trying to get a raise. We just hate your spouse.
Yes. And I love the guys who play golf every weekend.
Hey,
that is code. I hope ladies understand. That's code for, you know.
In a way, mm-hmm. I think that's the only way some marriages stay together. Because believe me, she wants his butt out of the house much as he wants to get out of the house.
And as long as everybody agrees on that, I agree with you. Yes. You don't feel appreciation, respect, or admiration for you by you for your spouse. So you don't feel any appreciation, respect, or admiration by or for your spouse.
Ugh, this is so sad. So I thought this was going to be a lot hotter.
Well, apparently you're saying yes to a lot of these. Your sex life isn't what you'd like it to be.
Ugh.
And then finally, other people you know have had or are having affairs. Now, you know, helping individuals and couples gain clarity with their relationships, you know, I got to tell you, there are people out there suffering needlessly because they didn't know they had options. And they didn't know how to have a conversation about their truths. And they didn't ask for the help. So right there, how many did you give yes to? So let's go through it again.
Well, some of them I'm just like, you mean you're not having an affair already?
Yeah, I mean,
your relationship?
Well, here's the, I gave you 10 questions. So if you had 1 to 3, you know, things are just off kilter. It's not the end of the world. It's pretty normal. If you have 4 to 7 of those signs that you said yes to, well, then you're at a pretty high risk of straying if you have the opportunity, if given the opportunity. If you said yes to 8 to 10 of those questions I just asked, there's no doubt about it. You're a mess waiting to happen.
It's like inevitable.
You're already in the hotel room.
I mean, that one's. This is so clear. So I only read you 10 questions. So if you said yes to 8 to 10 of them, I mean, you know, what are you doing? You're getting ready to have an affair. That's what you're doing. And we're getting ready. Oh, yeah. We're having so much fun with listicles tonight. Did you ever tell somebody they're too skinny? Skinny people can hate just like fat people can hate. Did you know that?
Yeah. Probably okay. Not in so many words, but.
Well, we'll just see about that now, won't we? And then it is March Madness. That continues. And we have a wonderful way and some advice from Dick Vitale. Coming up here, yes, about March Madness in just a minute on the Drex Radio Show. First of all, let's check in with Lee Graham in the Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Black Oak Casino Resort. Some good news. Warriors traffic on southbound 880 in Oakland has faded greatly. So right now you've only got minor delays as you're approaching Fruitvale. In San Leandro, northbound 880 at Marina, there's a vehicle fire there on the right shoulder. No delays just yet, but further back on northbound 880 at West Tennyson, you got a vehicle there that hit a bicyclist. According to CHP, it's blocking the on-ramp. Now, at the moment, it's slow to stop and go back to about Thornton Avenue in Fremont. 24 eastbound in the Caldecott Tunnel. Again, now you have a broken down vehicle in Bore 2. No lane details on that, but Caltrans maintenance is closing or has closed the second bore, and you've got traffic that's all but stopped back 13. There's plenty of rest for the lucky at Black Oak Casino Resort. Enjoy the overnight sensation package for just $99, which includes a luxury room plus $25 in free play and $25 for dining. An amazing deal for new player club members. Book now at win at blackoak.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
If you're hearing this, chances are you know someone battling addiction. If so, there's a new hope with a breakthrough medical procedure at My Life Recovery that eliminates prescription, opiate, and alcohol cravings immediately. Just listen.
My name is Cap Conway. I'm 55 years old. I live in Boston. I've been drinking for approximately 40 years. The procedure is about a half hour, virtually painless. Woke up the next morning, and I'll tell you, virtually no desire for alcohol. I had lunch at a place. There was no desire to walk over to the bar and order a beer. And it's been 8.5 months now. No alcohol, no desire for alcohol. Feeling good. Lost 35 pounds. Work is coming back. Relationships with my family, my kids in particular, 100% improved. It is the best single thing that I've ever done in my entire life.
End your prescription opiate or alcohol nightmare. Thousands have been treated with this life-changing procedure. For more information, call 800-653-1238. That's 800-653-1238. Or visit MyLifeRecoveryCenters.com. My Life Recovery is a physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Go, oh, oh, O'Reilly.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's something we all have to confront at one point or another, spring cleaning. That's why the Bay Area is lucky to have Zero Res, your go-to carpet cleaner. Call today to take advantage of the KGO March special for just $99 with a variety of options. Plus, commercial customers receive free quotes. Call 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739. Or you can easily book it online by going to ZeroBayArea.com. Spelled backward or forward, it's spelled the same. Zero Res, it's the right way to clean.
KGO 810 is the radio home of Ron Owens.
This ought to be a pure requirement. I don't care what your religion says. I don't care what you say.
The voice of the Bay Area, Ron Owens.
How do you allow somebody unvaccinated to be anywhere?
Hear the news on KGO 810, then talk about it with Ron Owens. Missed any of the show? Catch the Ron Owens replay 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. And then listen to Ron weekday mornings 9 to noon. The Ron Owens Show on KGO 810.
March Madness is on. How's your bracket doing?
It's Dickie V, baby, the big dance. Before you break out those brackets, here are my predictions. This year's dream final is going to come down to Lex Luthor, Kentucky Bourbon versus the Dukes of Hazzard, with Wisconsin Cheddar going the distance by beating them both. But that's unlikely because Wisconsin will be trounced by Vanilla Nova, winning the whole shebang when they're beaten by Syracuse, who's going to be crowned the winner when they take a whooping from, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, right before Virginia loses to Cleveland Rocks. And if it all works out right, we'll be seeing every one of these teams cutting down the nets in Indianapolis when they win the 2015 NCAA Intercollegiate Competition of Athletics College Basketball Tournament of Championship matchup in a 68-way tie in the great state of Indiana Jones. This is the real Cinderella story, grossing more than $70.1 million to lead the domestic box office and over $132 million worldwide, baby!
And thank you for calling, Dickie, for wherever you are in this universe. Okay, by the way, yes, and if you missed this earlier in the show, the odds of filling out a perfect bracket are 1 in 9.2 quintillion. Yes, it's easier to win Mega Millions twice in a row.
That is so crazy. And million, billion, know. Trillion, quadrillion, quintillion is how high that is. That's
okay, so now let's talk about some, an issue that you got yourself in a lot of trouble with. By saying the wrong thing to somebody who lost weight, because I think it's just one of these things don't think about. People do not say things to people who gained lots of weight, at least to their face.
Someone was really hangry, I'm thinking, but so it was someone who worked here a million years ago, and she had just an amazing, amazing weight loss. And, you know, you went through the phase of everybody going, oh, you're looking great, you're looking great, to like, okay, it was too skinny, and it was skinny, skinny, and she was older, so her skin was sagging, really bony. And I was like, oh, my gosh, whatever her name was. I go, stop already, just like that. Like, hey.
Yeah, can I buy you a cheeseburger?
I thought cute and fun. Like, isn't it time to stop? But I could now it sounds offensive when I'm hearing myself say it.
We're going to use Juliana Rancic.
She just wheeled around on me, and I forget what she said, but she was super angry, and I was like, God, I'm always playful. Like, I didn't mean anything by it. I was like, hey, you're successful, high five.
Right.
But she really did not think that was funny or something.
We're going to talk about apologies, which brought up Juliana Rancic's whole...
I don't apologize.
Yeah, her whole, shebang with the fashion police, how she apologized for Zendaya and all of that. But, quite frankly, at the Oscars, I thought, wow, she's like way thin. But anyway, you don't say these things to people. I mean, you don't say things like, oh, how much more do you have to go?
See, that's an unknown. I mean, you don't know.
You would think that it's a compliment, but people get really uptight about it. This is a note because I looked this up today because we were talking about this topic. And this woman lost 70 pounds a year ago. And she's received all kinds of comments regarding her transformation. Some have been kind, others not. And so she says there are things that, that someone who lost weight doesn't really want to hear, no matter how proud they are of their ability to shed pounds. One of them is how many more pounds you got to go. Like, that's like being nosy. That's like being nosy Nancy, right?
Well, and it's also saying you're not there yet.
That's true. Yes, that
I see that you are not there yet.
What? And if they lost a lot of weight, wow, you look so pretty now. Adding the word now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you weren't before so much.
Before.
But you look really handsome now. You don't have four chins, Drex. You look much better this way. Yeah, my Gibraltar, that's what I get going up here. I get all this. Yeah.
What do you call it?
My Gibraltar.
Oh, my God.
I'm working on it, so there isn't one.
Are you doing chin exercises?
How many chins? Yes. Oh, I've been two or three chins down. That's where it goes. It goes right to my chin. Anyway, so then here's another thing you don't say to someone who's a lot. That's because I'm being busy now. You keep me very busy.
Oh, okay.
That's a good thing. So here's another thing you wouldn't want to say to somebody who's lost some weight and they look good all of a sudden. So what size are you now?
little nosy.
Right. Oh, my goodness. I bet you have so many admirers now.
What?
Yeah. Notice all these end with now. Oh, here, you got to love this one. Do you have stretch marks?
Ew, gosh. Who would do that?
And this is Oh, no, there's two more that are really bad.
Oh,
but
no.
are so much fun. Are you dying?
Oh, my God.
That's awful.
Well, and the good news is you're like, no, I'm going to live.
Now, this one's the creme de la creme of things you never ask someone who's lost weight. I think I liked you fatter.
Oh, my gosh.
People would say that.
Wow.
Yeah, they would.
That kind of speaks to the thing I said earlier.
I know, right?
Like,
yes.
Yeah, you kind of went from the point of being like overweight, attractive, and now too skinny. You know,
right.
like the
yes.
pendulum swung the other way and you should have stayed somewhere in the middle. Anyway.
Don't go away. I've got to take a break for the news. But coming up, we'll get to some showbiz nonsense and some stupid news. And also, if you need a penis transplant, we can work that out for you now. It's officially possible. Don't go away. That's entertainment now, isn't it? You're listening to the Trucks Radio Show on KGO 810.